welcome to another episode of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, part of the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. I'm Fess, and this week, She Always Looked Good in Hats by Matthew Mellis, found at non-gravity.com. The creator does send me a synopsis of the comic, and as it is as follows. Out of work and deep in debt, Alice has a PhD and no prospects. But an old hat shop is hiring for the summer, and she always did look good in hats. Elevator pitch. Boom. Tells you everything you need to know. I read this comic when it was about 38 pages under its belt, and the creator says it's planned as a limited engagement, set to end basically a year from now. So when it's all said and done, it should be a decent-sized thing for a one- or two-setting sitting read. So first up, let's review the website. It's functional, at least. And there's a lot of dead space. White dead space. Which is really terrible when you have a grayscale or black and white comic. Dead space like this brings out the lazy eyes. The only real way that the website looks decent is if you narrow your viewing window to the size of the comic. Then the website is decent enough, though still lacking in attractiveness, but still functional. Sadly, the only color of the comic for the webcomic site is provided by the menu bar, which is at the very top of the page. And as well as the ad, which is also at the top of the page. Not necessarily it's a terrible place, but when your logo is much smaller and blended into the menu bar, you can mistake the ad to be the title of your comic sometimes. And that has been a problem on a few webcomics that I've seen in the past. Okay, I just really need to critique at this point. Ad on top. Fine, but horrible if the rest of your site is basically colorless. Ad on the top is, again, terrible, and your logo is so small and colorless, it just distracts people from what the actual website is. And even still, the logo isn't even the name of this comic. It's Non-Gravity, which is the name of the website that this comic is a part of. So it's a name of the hub website. So there's no branding for the name of the comic that I'm actually reading, which is actually still updating. Now, if this was strictly a portfolio website, and these were like, I'm reading through like the archives or examples of this creator's work, I can sort of see that, but still you... If you're still updating the comic, you lose all branding. I thought I clicked on the wrong thing when I see Non-Gravity at the top of the page and not She Always Looked Good in Hats, which is the name of the webcomic that was submitted to me to be reviewed. So that's not quite a good thing. Okay. Below that, comic, navigation, quick links for pages. Yeah, that's fine, especially for a limited length story. Then there's a bunch of graphical links that make no sense, and I see no reason for these to be there. I mean, the links, the images mean nothing. There's no context, no reason for anyone to click on them. I don't know why they're here. But underneath that, you do wrap up with a fairly decent social media sort of menu bar at the bottom, which is in grayscale, and with the menu being in color and the social networking piece in grayscale. Again, it's the sort of lazy eye. Everything is just sort of muted, and you're not quite attracted to... Your eyes aren't quite attracted to, oh, that's the Facebook link, or that's the Twitter link, other than recognizing the letter there. I mean, maybe if you hovered your mouse over them, they colored up or something like that. It's functional enough. It's not pretty. Okay. That's enough badgering on the website. A very bad website for a webcomic, but it's still functional and fairly decently laid out. And I've seen much, much worse. Artwork! The art style looks to be a pen over pencil with an ink wash or watercolor. Everything looks to be done on real media, including the lettering. And I'm willing to bet very little, if anything, was done and posted digitally after the artwork was scanned in. With that, it does look a little sketchy in the sense that it was inked with hardly more than a couple of passes of the pen, if not just one. So the chips fall where they may, meaning consistency of the art design is not perfect. Though it's still a fairly fluid art style, it's not rigid. I bet if the artist really took the time to really polish this comic, it would probably look different and much more refined. Still, I have nothing against art done in this manner. There are many other aspects and scenes of the comic that really show that the artist actually does know what he's doing. So don't outright dismiss this comic if you don't like the artwork right away. Now, on to the writing and the story. Okay, it's hard to describe the comic without really giving away the whole plot. Basically, it's an existential look at one's life after spending so much time and money on a college education and coming out of it with no job prospects. I guess I did just basically describe the comic without giving away the premise. The plot mostly does revolve around hats. This is more of a plot-driven comic than a character-driven comic. Most every character is there to interact with the main character on her life and her issues. While there are moments of character development of non-main characters, it's not very deep, and I don't really care about any of them. The comic is just from the main character's perspective. Not necessarily a bad thing, but this really isn't the comic for me. The art is alright, but not a huge draw for me, and the writing is alright, but not really my pace. Though I think some people could really identify with the main character and enjoy this comic. And that was She Always Looked Good in Hats by Matthew Mathis, found at non-gravity.com. And now, Comic of the Week! This week's Comic of the Week is Sandra and Wu by Oliver and Powery, found at sandraandwu.com. Sandra and Wu. Now, this is a comic I've been following for actually a long time. It's one of those comics that sort of curts a little back and forth between how straight-played it is. You can go for a while thinking that the comic is more or less based in reality, with the exception that Wu, the comic's animal raccoon star, can actually speak human language. And is apparently the only one that can do that. Kind of like Meowth from Pokemon. Still, sometimes the comic introduces some sort of fantastical element where you might not be sure if you're seeing a figurative representation or if actually floating hearts of teen girls are actually trying to attack people. Still, for a comic that doesn't update in color, which sometimes it does, and it's really nice, it has very nice line art and a great use of the medium of black and white. I would argue that the throwaway gags that the comic does are far less interesting than when it actually does the storyline, but to each their own. Perhaps some of the jokes and references are lost on the English-speaking audience, as the comic is created in German first. So there might be some disconnect in the translation, but I can't say for sure. I really like the characters of this comic, more so the humans than the animals. I like checking back in with this comic to see how they develop and grow. I mean, there's a fair amount of character development, and for those who know me, I do love character-driven work. I would rate this comic to be safe for work and young adult. Once again, that was Sandra and Wu at sandraandwu.com. That is all for this week's episode of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. I've been Fess, and see you next week!